It has come to this in the city of Aleppo. The United Nations Special Envoy to Syria is making an unusual offer. Stefan de Mistura points out that of the 275,000 people living under siege in eastern Aleppo, only about 1,000 are jihadi fighters, the targets of the relentless bombing by Russia and Syrian forces. De Mistura says he will personally lead those fighters out of the city so the Assad regime has no more excuse to destroy that part of the city. This proposal offered in despair could be the beginning of a truce or not. There seems to be no end to the carnage there, what some are comparing now to the siege in Sarajevo. Over the next few minutes, we're going to hear from a doctor in the city of Aleppo. Our colleague Renee Montaigne reached him at his home on Skype, and we should give you a warning. There is a graphic description midway through this conversation.
When we spoke, Abduhalek Daba told me that now he's the last ophthalmologist left in eastern Aleppo. He's seeing about 85 patients a day, seeing everything from eye infections to shrapnel wounds. One young patient lost both his eyes after being pulled from the rubble in an aerial bombing that killed his parents. The siege has meant food is scarce, but medicine is nearly impossible to come by. Dr. Daba has resorted to making his own eye drops. His wife, an obstetrician we've spoken with, said she's had to revert to folk remedies. So I asked him if a brief ceasefire brokered by the U.S. and Russia a few weeks ago had changed anything.
This ceasefire, nothing entered Aleppo. Nothing. Nothing at all. And when the ceasefire ended, every minute, every single hour, we have a rocket, a huge rocket, bombs, parallel bombs. It's a hell.
Hell.
Yes.
It sounds like maybe food is being cooked behind you.
Yes, yes. I came about a half hour to my house. So my wife prepared the food.
Mm. What are you able to get to eat these days?
Rice and some معلبات. إشي فريدة. Cans. Some biscuits. Some. There's some meat.
You have a young daughter, Dr. Daba. What is life like for her? Because I know there are so many children in eastern Aleppo.
She is afraid. Afraid of the warplane. Afraid to go to the street alone. And she is stay in the room, which is like a shelter in the house.
Far away from the street?
Yes, it's more safe.
Mm.
She sometimes speak about nightmares. She saw a warplane. She saw a rocket. She saw dead bodies. It's not a life for a child. It's horrible for a child.
When you look outside or when you're walking, traveling to work, what do you see?
The streets is full with stones, with burned cars, with fragments. And every two or three buildings, one of them is totally destroyed.
So it must, though, feel then so arbitrary. Any building could be hit. Anybody in a car could be hit.
Of course. Anybody. Anybody in front of us in the street, the rocket in one car with the three persons, all of them was burned alive, and no one can take them from the car, no one. And one woman was walking in the street, she injured, and her child, the head is separated from the body of the child. There is a very miserable cases here in Aleppo.
When we spoke with Dr. Farida, your wife, some time ago, a few weeks ago, I asked her about leaving Aleppo because things are so bad.
No, we can't. We had many chances to leave Aleppo from the beginning of the war, but we prefer to stay here. We grow among these people. We can't leave them.
You know, on the outside, people, when they hear about the bombing and the pictures are often terrible, those are the ones we see. People do ask, you know, what keeps folks in Aleppo? Why do people stay?
Maybe they have relatives here, and they are connected to their birthplace.
And that transcends the danger or the scarcity.
If there is a safe pathway to the people to leave Aleppo, maybe half of the people here, they will leave. But the others will stay and will suffer from these rockets, and they will not leave their homes. Because if we go out, the regime will take our houses, our properties.
And then you never could come back.
Yes, we will be in a camp or we live in a tent. What life is that? It's a miserable life. So we prefer to die here in our homes, in our houses, not to leave it.
Well, thank you very much for spending the time to talk to us.
Thank you, Renee. And I hope it will be good days. We can speak later if the situation was good. Inshallah.
Inshallah. Abdu Halek Daba is one of about 30 doctors serving the 275,000 people now trapped in the Syrian city of Aleppo.